This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lions, you challenged us, John. You want this show to be rooted in reality. You keep us grounded. As many names as we throw out, we want to make sure that we understand what it means. If you like Trey Hendrickson, awesome. Mm-hmm. He's available. He plays defensive end. He hits the quarterback. These are things we really like. Understand he would come with an extension, and it means you can't extend somebody or somebodies down the line, and you've challenged us to come up with names. There's some ticket texters. I could throw some names out there first, but we're all kind of on the same page. Ticket texter, the big name is Kirby Joseph.
Sure.
The idea is you have two safeties already. Kirby'd play this year. The Hendrickson move would be for this year. You'd be all in this year, and you'd rather pay an edge than a safety. Kirby Joseph would be one of the guys who I don't want to lose, but I'd be willing to lose if it meant adding Trey Hendrickson.
Sure. And you've got him for this year. On his rookie contract. You haven't extended him yet. So if you're going to make this move, it's pretty much with the decision that if Kirby Joseph has another year like he had last year, like he has trended in his career, he's going to be paid as a top safety.
I'd also be willing to not pay Sam Laporta when it comes time to it. They were super productive before they drafted him. Remember that?
Yeah.
Zylstra and Brock Wright, and they set the franchise record for most receiving touchdowns out of the position. You want to tell me they can't find a gritty Iowa tight end in the next 2 years, 3 years here? I'd be willing, if it meant Trey Hendrickson, to not extend Sam Laporta.
So you're going to use a draft pick at some point on another tight end?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not sure I'd be willing to go there. Okay. I think he is a key cog in this offense.
Fine.
But I understand the trade-off of that would be a piece that you would have to give up to sign Trey Hendrickson.
And I'd still have Laporta for the next two seasons before that, and they end up parting ways and they can't extend him.
Now, here's the issue. If you make this trade when it first becomes available and you have that deal in place, you probably would have saved yourself $2 or $3 million per season, because it would have happened after Max Crosby set the market, but it would have happened before Myles Garrett reset the market. So we had two guys, and Max was, you know, the highest paid non-quarterback for about 3 days. And then Myles Garrett reset that market, which rightfully so, but that's only going up. And if, I don't know what they're doing in Dallas, but if they extend Micah Parsons, he's going to be along those same numbers. Aiden Hutchinson is probably going to be along those same numbers. Trey Hendrickson, who led the NFL in sacks last year, has been very productive, has been available, is going to be along those same numbers. Now, he's not going to get Myles Garrett money. I don't think he's going to get Max Crosby money, but it's going to not be that far south of that. So in doing the numbers, you're going to have to decide, okay, you're paying Aleem McNeil as a top 10 player. Sam LaPorta, do we think he's a top 10 player?
At his position, yes.
Yep. Jared Goff, top 10 player at his position. Jack Campbell, now where does he fall?
He graded, I believe, right around top 10 in his position last season.
So top 10.
You like him, yeah.
Yep, so let's go top 5 at their position. Brian Branch, and just stop me if you say no. Brian Branch, Aiden Hutchinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Frank Ragnow, Penei Sewell, Kirby Joseph.
All top 5 of their position.
Okay, so all of these guys, whether they are paid now as their worth or they are getting paid in the near future, you can't simply pay all those guys along with Trey Hendrickson because all the price tags are going to be a little bit different.
And you can play games to an extent, but Holmes has alluded to it, out and out said it, like the cap crunch is real. As much as you want to keep everybody, you probably can't. So my thought is, while all those guys are top 5 at their position, I want to win the Super Bowl this season, knowing I may have to lose one or two of these guys anyway. But I may as well lose them in pursuit of the Super Bowl with the best roster in the NFL. You may think they're already the best roster. Leave nothing to chance. You know what I mean? Like, the other teams are getting better, too. I look at Washington saying Tunsil and Debo, and maybe they're a little older, but and maybe a little too expensive, but they're win-now pieces for a team that was in the NFC title game. What did the Eagles do when they made the Super Bowl and lost Super Bowl a couple years ago? We'll pay a running back who's approaching, you know, second half of his career. We'll pay and extend. We'll trade a first for A.J. Brown. We'll find a way. We'll pay our quarterback. We'll play cap games. We'll find a way to make it work. We'll heavily invest in our defensive line, and we'll go chase a Super Bowl.
I just rattled off 11 guys that are either top 5 or top 10 at their position. They're all going to want to be paid as such, whether they are now or will be in the future. And I didn't mention Taylor Decker. I don't think he's a top 10 left tackle. But at some point, whether it's next year, I don't think they do anything with him this year, you're going to have to address the left tackle spot. Now, the easy solution is you move Penei Sewell over, who I think is number one at the tackle position, left or right, but then you've got to address right tackle.
Well, some of this may help itself, and we could talk more when we get done with the update. Ragnow, 2-3 years from now, Decker, 2-3 years from now, are they on the books?
They're probably not on the books, but who is? Who is? Because you have to continue to pay to be good up front.
Right. Well, you'll have to draft and pay and extend. Yes.
And so, I ask the question, who are you willing to part ways with? Because at some point, you're going to not be able to pay some of the good players that you have drafted. And on Twitch, they're already talking about it. This is the problem with drafting so well. Good players are more expensive. You are correct. And so when those good players become more expensive, who are the ones, if you want to go out and get Trey Hendrickson, because you're not going to have to give up a lot of draft capital, but you will lose somebody that you have drafted.
I'm just really curious how this is going to play out this offseason, because they have a ton of cap space that's going to go away very quickly, right? They were 10th most salary coming into this offseason. They saved money with Davenport versus Zadarius, right?
Yep.
They saved money DJ Reed versus Carlton Davis. And you may think it's an improvement, but my point is slight, maybe a wash. Are we saving money or are we getting better? What's the plan on the D-line? Brad can say they've invested in it heavily. They need to invest in it more, would be my contention. You look at what the Eagles have done. You talk about the quarterbacks on the schedule. This season, the quarterbacks you'll need to beat to win the Super Bowl. Trey Hendrickson is available. You called on Myles Garrett. Go land the guy who led the league in sacks over the last two seasons and is actually available. Now, John, to your point, we don't operate in a video game. You may have to lose a guy or two down the road. My point is that's inevitable. There are windows, despite what Brad Holmes contends. The league is designed to tear down good teams and prop up bad teams. It's a draft. It's a salary cap sport. You don't keep everybody forever. While you have them all, I'd add Hendrickson now. Who do I lose in 2 years? I'd be willing to lose. I'm not excited to lose. I'd be willing to lose LaPorta. I'd be willing to lose J-Mo. I'd be willing to lose, and I don't love it, Kirby Joseph. I got to offer up something. I'll play the game, John. I understand. But I'd get all of them for the next two seasons, and I'd go win the Super Bowl, as opposed to trying to win my third Super Bowl before I've won my first Super Bowl. I love what the Lions have done. If there was any dissension, it would be this. I think they're very patient. I think they love their own. I don't think they're showing enough urgency thus far.
So there, I think there's a couple of formulas for working around it. If you are going out and trading for Trey Hendrickson and signing him to an extension, you're going to do the same thing with Aiden Hutchinson without the trade. You're going to sign him to an extension. And I think it's going to come at a cost. I think the cost is going to be too high, so I don't ultimately think it's going to happen. But let's just play this mythical game. And Kirby Joseph, thank you. Bye-bye. David Montgomery, thank you. Bye-bye. J-Mo, thank you. Goodbye.
What about
I'm not willing to lose Sam LaPorta. Now, the issue is going to be timing. The issue is, for me, Jack Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And because you got Derek Barnes, and I don't know what Anzalone's going to be doing after, you know, this year, because his contract is up after this year. But I would rather have two stud defensive ends versus a stud linebacker. Now, if you pick up his fifth-year option, he's not available. He's still on the books for 27.
Yeah.
But what would he draw in a trade?
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can you get some draft capital and replenish things through the draft while selling some of your you've done a great job of drafting.
You're
now,
right.
Now use them as chips to sell.
Well, and that's the other thing. Replenishing. Where are you going to have some savings down the road? Can I get a cheaper version of Taylor Decker over the next 2 and 3 seasons? Can I get a cheaper center? I don't know if you could replace Frank. My point, though, is if you draft those guys this year and next year, and they're ready when those guys get phased out due to just the brutality of the sport. Now I'm saving on the offensive line, too.
Sure, if you want to gamble on that one, that'd be fine. See how that works out.
I'm not saying you're...
With a dead quarterback.
I mean, that's the big...
He just had me kill Jared Goff live on the air.
Yes. I mean, I think that's what you've been after for the last 3 years.
You said, water the garden. They better start watering it. Yeah. The last thing they need to do is mess with the offensive line. I will say this. In terms of taking a pay cut or redoing deals, it's a little dangerous time to be thinking that when this outrageous money is getting spent out there. Like, if I'm a player sitting there, and especially a Decker who's not got many more years to make money, the last thing I'm doing is taking a pay cut. Remember, these guys are out for themselves, too. I know he wants to win. I'm not saying anything selfish about him whatsoever. That's just a human mindset. I would say, you know, when you sit here and have these conversations, and I felt this way at the time, too, and I'll give Mike credit in the afternoon for it. Why did you have to extend McNeil now when they did it? Because you have somewhat tied your hands. And I felt the same way about Montgomery at the time. Like, you have in hindsight now, you have flexibility. Yeah, you're taking care of your guys, making everybody feel good and stuff. But you didn't need to do that then.
Yeah, but some of these contracts, like Montgomery, you can get out after the 26th year, and you're not going to have a whole lot of dead cap space. The Aleem McNeil contract... To me, for what you're getting, it's a well-structured contract. And that's one where, again, some of these guys that you've re-signed, you've done it to pay them early so that you can extend them. Because this is not going to be the last contract that Aleem McNeil has here. There's going to be a reworked deal. Same with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, I think there's an expiration date for receivers. There's certainly an expiration date for running backs. I see it differently for offensive linemen, defensive linemen. They typically play longer and have longer careers. So Penei Sewell, it's not the last extension he's going to get a reworked deal.
We will strongly disagree on this, but I would move Laporta if you could get Hendrickson in a heartbeat.
It's not a one for one swap.
I never said that. I couldn't finish my sentence.
Okay. And let's also finish your sentence.
I'll let you finish, but let's also clarify. Laporta would be leaving in 2 years. You'd get both of them for 2 years. It's just you wouldn't be able to extend Laporta once you've paid Hendrickson. I would do that.
There would be a pick in with it. It would probably be a third or lower, I would say.
Or lower.
Probably a fourth is kind of where I was starting at. I think that's the most replaceable person. And you know what? Jared, you can't have everything you want. Seriously. You can't. I mean, they've got Wright under contract for a couple years here. Remember, they did that last offseason when they matched the Niners. Yeah. So that is the guy I would easily move because I would want to. I think if Arnold becomes a number one, I really, really like their secondary. Mm-hmm. I think that can be something that can slow down other offenses. And if you're getting Hendrickson, so you've got a good back end and a good front end. I mean, this team takes on a different look as who they are.
The point is, it's really going to hurt when it happens because there's a lot of people that don't want to see Laporta go anywhere. There's a lot of people that don't want to see Jack Campbell go anywhere. Laporta makes more sense in terms of timing because he doesn't have that fifth year. Yeah. He was a second-round pick. Jack Campbell does, but it also makes him a little bit more marketable.
I just want one more point on Laporta. Remember who you're trading him to. You're giving Joe Burrow a toy that's on a rookie deal.
Oh, you're saying... Okay. I'm not trading Sam Laporta for Hendrickson. I'm
not at all.
I'm loading up for the 2025 season with both.
I'm sending them number 60 for Trey Hendrickson. Yeah, player to be added.
And the cost, to John's point, is you can't keep everybody. I may lose Sam Laporta down the line because I can't extend him, but in the pursuit of a Super Bowl for the next two seasons, I think that's worth the trade-off. But you guys let us know. Angelo in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Not much. How's it going?
Not bad. I was just calling just to say, Brad Holmes, I don't know why he's not addressing the D-line. Like, the D-line, the pass rush wins you big games. Like, that's how you get to the big games, and they're just not addressing that. You can have a good secondary, but if the quarterback's got all day to throw, I mean, what's that going to do?
Well, right, and they needed to address the secondary if they were losing Carlton Davis, and I think they did a good job addressing the secondary without him by adding DJ Reed. I mean, the point, though, is that just kind of keeps you the status quo. And that's why we looked at Khalil Mack. Oops. He's off the board. You know what I mean? Like, start going up and down the list. Well, Bosa was available, but sounds like he's going to go to the Bay Area. Lions aren't really linked to him. Josh Sweat, for a half second when Twitter was working yesterday, there was chatter about him ending up in Detroit. Now he goes to Arizona. Go up and down the list. I mean, the pass rushers, the premium guys are drying up.
And I think I just saw it on Twitter, or I mean on Twitch, but yeah, two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen has reached an agreement with the Minnesota Vikings on a 3-year, $60 million contract. So we haven't even touched on this in regards to in division, who is getting better and who is there anybody that is taking a step that is putting them in front of where the Lions are.
So the Bears have remade the interior three of their offensive line this offseason. Mm-hmm. The Packers just paid a lot of money to a guard yesterday, but trying to reinforce the O-line. Are the Lions' defense, do we have enough on the defensive line right now to combat in division, let alone for the Super Bowl? I think these are fair questions.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.